Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Two brothers from another mother on the radio together. Mark Halverson, Jason Cans. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's the coffee this morning?
So far, so good.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Had one cup in, and I'll probably have another one yet at some point down the line here.
Uh-huh. We dropped our Hope and Hoops. We go to Hope and Holes, and it's like, it's a little bit of a putting green, and then there's kind of a ramp. And I went 1 for 5, hit my first one yesterday. There's three different, basically, you know, there's five different nets you could pop it into. Caleb went 2 for 5, and then Dawson, I'm looking at it, he left the balls, and he went 5 for 5.
Wow.
Yeah.
Impressive.
I know.
Impressive. I've been thinking, what else could you do? Like, what other sorts of sports things could you do to get in there? And maybe kicking field goals? I'm not sure what else you could add.
Yeah, right. Oh, you know what? I was at a men's group last night, and the question was, what's the worst movie you've ever seen? Now, I know the movie you've seen the most often is Tommy Boy, but what's the worst movie you've ever seen?
The Nicolas Cage version of Left Behind is terrible because it doesn't even follow through the entire story.
Yeah.
It's just really, really bad.
Was there another? So there was another version of Left
Behind?
Yeah,
I mean, there was the Kirk Cameron version, which was the first one that came out. And then a number of years later, Nicolas Cage had a version of Left Behind that didn't actually even follow the whole story. It just kind of dropped off in the middle and... It was like, this is confusing and not great.
Was that supposed to be more like mainstreaming it?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. And I don't know if they were planning to go further with it, but it was just really bad.
Yeah. So, it's funny you say it because I played a song to start the 7 o'clock hour yesterday because Brian Duncan turned 70-something. And so he's an artist we played more of in days gone by. But one of the songs I had to choose from as I looked to play one was a song from the soundtrack of one of the Left Behind movies, so,
Huh, interesting. So, what, did you have an answer for that?
Yeah, my answer was Lost in Space. And let me just contextualize it, because I really enjoyed that show as a kid.
Sure.
You know, Danger, Will Robinson. And so, it was kind of cool, black and white, but it was... And so, in the movie, I'm like, oh, I was kind of excited for it.
Right.
And the movie was terrible. And, yes, one of the stars I remember was Matt LeBlanc. And then as another guy, we're going around the circle, somebody else named another Matt LeBlanc movie that was one of the worst they've ever seen. So,
poor Matt LeBlanc.
Sorry, Matt. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I should have just stuck with Friends, I guess.
You know, at the end, they were getting $1 million an episode. So.
Right. Yeah. So I guess you can choose bad movies when you're making that much.
I don't know. So. Yeah. Yeah, so just kind of disappointment in that regard. All right, let's go back to Romans today, because you've got a lot to say about Romans 12, 18, and 19. So what do those two verses say?
It says, do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scriptures say, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says the Lord.
Hmm. Now, I know from memory that Romans 12, 18 is, as far as it is with you, be at peace with all men. And there's that book that we've talked about, Rick Love, Peace Catalyst, right?
So, yep.
Yeah. All right, here's what you say in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, about these two verses. You say, if possible, live at peace with everyone. Some will continually reject your offers of peace that is on them, not you. You cannot control others' actions or reactions, but only your own. So seek peace. Do not try to avenge yourself by setting things right according to your own sense of justice. Instead, leave it up to me, trusting that I'm perfectly just. When all is said and done, and you see my justice clearly, you will... not doubt that I handled it correctly. What do you think about that?
Yeah, you know, so I think this idea, we always want to, I was going to say, rise to the level of other people's aggression, but I think it's really stooping to the level of other people's aggression. You know, I think we see that a lot in the social media world. And, you know, I think we should not abandon who we are at our core to, you know, to go fighting with other people. And, you know, I think we present truth and leave it where it is rather than stooping to the basest levels of humanity.
It's fair to say some politicians are big on revenge, and they say, if you hit me, I'm going to hit you twice as hard, right?
Yeah. Well, and just to add one more thing, I think I was thinking about the negative political ads that we see, and I really would like to go back to, hey, here's what I stand for, and not here's how this person is terrible.
How do you do that in a judicial way?
I don't know. I don't have a good answer for that. But boy, I sure would like to see that heading back.
It's been really a demolition derby for a while now. We got two weeks to go. So
exactly. Yep.
All right. Well, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And I guess when we take it into our own hands, I mean, you kind of leave him out of the equation, right? So
indeed.
Thank you, friend. There we go, our buddy Jason Cans. All right, our CCM Song Showdown. We've advanced four artists to the second round. We got four more to go.
Yes, so this is a great one. Great matchup between Man on the Middle Cross from Rhett Walker. That's one song. Your second song is the Newsboys' Greatness of Our God. And we've got Bloomer and Chippewa Falls represented. Sherry from Bloomer and Clayton from Chippewa Falls as the nominators for those artists and those songs.
We've added to it last year and this year where we have you give the intro. Let's get the first one.
Good morning, Web. This is Sherry from Bloomer. I chose Rhett Walker as my artist because I really enjoy his music. And I chose Man on the Middle Cross as my song choice because I can relate to the lyrics of this song. I have been that person on the left and the right of my life. But when it comes down to it, I know who paid for me and all of us. It was Jesus. Jesus paid the price. I hope you all enjoy the song as much as I do. Thank you very much.
Song two in our CCM Song Showdown on this Tuesday morning. Nominated by a young man in Chippewa Falls.
Hi, this is Clayton from Chippewa Falls. My artist for this year's tournament is the Newsboys. For the opening round, the song I selected is The Greatness of Our God. I think this selection is a strong start to the tournament for the Newsboys because not only is it a catchy tune, but more importantly, it has a timeless message that every generation can relate to. I really like it. If you agree, be sure to vote for me in the Newsboys to go on to the next round.
All right, it's time to declare a winner of the CCM Song Showdown. It was Rhett Walker's Man in the Middle Cross against the Newsboys' How Great is Our God. And the winner is on this Tuesday morning. Continue on with the first round.
Greatness of Our God by the Newsboys wins and moves on. Hotly contested battle. Great fight from all the Rhett Walker fans there, but the Newsboys pull ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Rhett had the early lead, but the Newsboys surging ahead. And so we'll have another great showdown coming for you tomorrow here on WWIB. Well, I like mushrooms, Caleb. How about you?
I do not.
You do not. All right. Not at all. Not on anything.
Not a bit. Okay, however, it seems like I should. It seems like I should, because eating two portions of mushrooms per week could cut in half your risk of abnormal brain decline in old age. Wow.
Take it from me, my friend. As you get older, that is one of the challenges. Researchers found people who eat 300 grams or more of cooked mushrooms have a reduced risk of mild cognitive impairment.
Mushrooms contain an amino acid which the body can't make for itself.
Wow. My wife and I will both be glad to hear, yes, we should eat more mushrooms. The researchers at the National University of Singapore interviewed more than 600 Chinese over the age of 60 over the course of 6 years about their diet and their health.
Those who ate more than two portions of cooked mushrooms each week were up to 50% less likely to have mild cognitive impairment.
Keep the mushrooms coming.
I guess so. That mushroom in Swiss that you love so much, yet another reason to grab it.
I didn't know it could do so much good. WWIB, the Web Wake Up Show. We both like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Right? I love Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. So much. So much. Good. And this is a great time of year because not only do they have Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, but they also have the Reese's Peanut Butter Eggs in very large quantities in a lot of places. And again, everything in moderation, right? But so good. So good.
And so in a number of viral videos, fans of the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are sharing that they like to buy up as many Reese's Peanut Butter Eggs as they can this time of year because they're considered superior to the classic cups due to their fluffier peanut butter and better chocolate to peanut butter ratio. And I got to say, I've had a lot more of the regular candy than the eggs. Although, as I first hear this, the little bit of tasting I've had of the eggs, I go, I think it's possible. It seems like it's true.
I would tend to agree. And the thing is, the regular Reese's peanut butter cups are fantastic. But I've always loved those Reese's peanut butter eggs. And it's like, wow. For instance, if you got that in your Easter basket, like a full-size Reese's peanut butter egg, it's like, wow. Thank you, Mom and Dad. Amazing. And wondered why, but maybe it is the chocolate to peanut butter ratio, and maybe it is a little bit creamier, fluffier peanut butter. No disrespect whatsoever to the classic Reese's peanut butter cup, but man, those eggs are great.
So I don't know, you may want to do your own at-home taste test.
I would say as well too, I have found that the Reese's peanut butter eggs do freeze quite well. As, uh-huh. You know, you get them kind of nice and chilled so they're not uh-huh. frozen hard, but just nice and chilled in the freezer and pull that out from time to time. So there you go. But don't buy up all of them because I still need some for my kids.
Well, with all of that honesty about his Reese's peanut butter love, and he still lost the 55 pounds
right.
of Livia.
So. In moderation. In there moderation.
We and we're coming up on quarter two as we're getting closer to our guest putter today. And she's in studio, Kristen Johnson from the sales team. Good morning.
Good morning.
You got some practice attempts in here. How did it go?
Not the best.
Oh, I think you did okay.
Yes, my poor stepfather, he had to put up with all of us girls in his house for many, 30 years now, and we're not the most athletic bunch, okay. We'll just say that. They're the only ones, my mom and dad are the only ones that pledged every time I miss.
Yeah, right.
Nothing wrong with that, and again, we've got some great pledges. Everybody who pledges throughout the day today, but including before Kristen Putz shortly, will be put in the running for that movie, pizza, pop, and popcorn party for up to 8 people at Mycon Cinema. So again, up to 8 people, get your movie ticket, pizza, pop, and popcorn, courtesy of Mycon's Chippewa and Mycon Cinema's Chippewa Falls. So thank you so much to Mike and Connie for providing that prize. It's a great one.
It is. So, again, still time to get in for Kristen here before she steps up and takes her shot at those 5 balls here at WWIB. So 396-1670, easiest way to do that, 396-1670. Makes, misses, or the flat pledge is
and
all
we
welcome.
Just got a flat pledge. Marcy from Bloomer says $50 flat pledge.
Wow.
Thank you so much, Marcy.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
Thanks,
very
Marcy.
Much, Marcy. I
in.
Love those flat pledges.
Hope in hoops, now hope in holes. Great to have you with us here on WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. You can still get in a last-second pledge if you want. Kristen Johnson from our sales department will be taking 5 putts on the WIB putting green. And again, this is a putting green, but then there's a little ramp and you have to bounce the ball over that. And it's kind of like skee ball. If you played that game before, there's places for 1,000, for 500, 300, 100. But if she gets it in any of them, it counts as a make. And we have pledges. We haven't mentioned Brandy and Michelle, each $2 per made basket, I think from the Elk Mound area. So thank you so much, Brandy and Michelle. Marcy from Bloomer, as we mentioned, just made a $50 flat pledge. And your mom and stepdad, Jim and Kareen from Owatonna, Minnesota, pledging $5 per missed putt this morning. Also, Ann with a $45 flat pledge. Missy, I believe also from the Elk Mound area, $5 per made putt. Silas from Chippewa Falls says $2 to make, $1 per miss. Cassie from Elk Mound says $5 per made putt. And Barb from Elk Mound says $5 per made putt, $3 per missed putt. Everybody who pledges all throughout the day is going to be in that drawing for a movie and pizza party from Mycon Cinemas. That's up to 8 people. Pop, popcorn, pizza, and your movie tickets up to 8 people. Grand prize drawing. Last second pledge is 715-396-1670. But now, hello.
Yes. Hello, Caleb's friends. Got the play-by-play. Here we go.
This is the Masters putting tournament.
Yeah.
First shot from Kristen, just off the mark.
It's been a tough day so far for the putters.
It's about a 6-foot putt. Second one bounces just below the 100. Just off a little
CBS
bit.
CBS is going to recruit you for the Masters.
I've been watching that Full Swing documentary on Netflix. It's fantastic.
That's right.
So third putt lines it up. A little bit of a draw here.
True.
Just off the mark.
All right, Kristen, remember practice.
A little bit of a downward slope. Actually, no, it's an upward slope because we're trying to ramp it up.
$15 for WIB Incorporated.
Fourth attempt here for Kristen Johnson.
Oh.
Just off the mark on the 500.
Kristen Johnson sounds like a golfer now.
It does, yes. All right, last one here.
Can catch her?
Yes. Yeah. She lines it up.
Oh,
and hits the $100 mark. There you go. The 100 point mark, whatever you want to call it.
It was soft and accurate. The last one, soft and accurate. How just kind of boom.
Got to give
the
her the golf clap now as well, too.
Yes,
that
we Sam
put in the golf clap.
We got that.
Yes.
There it is.
Well done. Well done. The gallery very impressed, too. And you know what? That took some guts. That took some stamina after the first 4 didn't go down and were all around the little hole, the net there. Kristen just locked in and nailed that last putt.
Way to go, Kristen.
Thank you.
Well done.
Yes, and thanks to everyone. They go into the drawing at the end of the day for the Mycon movie and pizza party. And consider that for your family. You can still get and support the guest putter later today on the drawing.